Welcome to the fourth episode of Christian Meditation with Anita Mathias. Let's breathe. For a few minutes, let's give ourselves the gift of restfulness. We'll detach from to-do lists and re-enter the body, which, Scripture tells us, is the temple of the Holy Spirit within us. When our minds are stressed, distracted, or scattered, we can train ourselves to use breath prayers, short, heartfelt prayers, to repeat as we calm our minds, hearts, and spirits. Here's a breath prayer in simple Latin, because it has a lovely rhythm. Veni, Sancte Spiritus, come, Holy Spirit. Being filled with God's Spirit is one of our deepest needs and greatest experiences as human beings. It's God's wisdom to help us when we are baffled, to still us when we are stressed. In the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. We need this power source, this electricity, to do good work which lasts. Let's breathe and invite God's Spirit to descend on us. Veni, Sancte Spiritus, come, Holy Spirit. It's part of a lovely Teze chant you can listen to on YouTube, which goes like, Veni Sancte Spiritus, Veni Sancte Spiritus, Veni Sancte Spiritus. Come, Holy Spirit. Today's meditation is on not being afraid, but rather acting with wisdom. Do not be afraid, the angel in the dream tells Joseph. Marry your fiancée, Mary, who is showing despite your chaste restraint. For in our magical world in which angels speak to humans, a virgin has conceived by the Spirit of God, as long foretold by the prophet Isaiah. And the child shall be called Jesus, which means the Lord saves, and he shall save people from the power of sin. And Joseph is not afraid and marries Mary, and the angel's words are soon confirmed, for a star appeared in the east, and the astrologers who saw it followed it to Jerusalem, searching for the one they knew was born the King of the Jews, thereby terrifying jealous King Herod. And when the star stopped, they worshipped the child with precious gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But then the prophetic dream angel appeared with a different message. Flee to Egypt and stay there until I tell you to leave. For King Herod plans to kill the child, who is to be a forever king. What? The dream angel who exhorted, do not be afraid, now says, escape to Egypt. Escape to Egypt. Leave my business, extended family, friends, my language. Live among strangers. Become a refugee. But oh, dream angel, wasn't it you who said, do not be afraid? But the spirit is like the wind, the child Jesus later said. It sometimes blows new guidance, new directions. And indeed, Herod would soon slaughter every male infant and toddler in Bethlehem. God's Spirit within us teaches us the difference between acting out of fear and acting with wisdom, Scripture repeatedly commands us not to be afraid. For most things we fear will never happen. And when trouble comes, they are there. God, our loving Father, Christ, our friend, and the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus calls the Helper, Counselor, and Comforter. Fear wastes time, energy, and life. Fear of being judged leads to overcooking and overcleaning up for guests. Fear of judgment leads overwhelmed you to signing up to all those rotas, while neglecting your own home, family, gifts, and calling. Fear might lead to foolish worrying about your bank balance, when you know the Lord Jesus Christ, who added 3 zeros when he multiplied the 5 loaves. What then is the wisdom Jesus recommends? We go out as sheep among wolves, he tells us. And he adds, dangerously, some wolves are dressed like sheep. They seem respectable, busy charity volunteers, church people. Oh, the noblest sentiments and the noblest words. But they drain you of money, energy, time, your lifeblood. How then could a sheep, the most defenseless creature on earth, possibly be safe among wolves, particularly wolves disguised in sheep's clothing? A sheep among wolves can be safe if it keeps its eyes on the shepherd and listens to him. Check in with your instincts and pay attention to them, for there can be God's Spirit within you, warning you. We have to the wisdom of the good book. And, as Jesus cautions, assess people before you trust them, not by their words, but by the fruit of their lives, which says more than words can. Do things add up? Any red flags? And Jesus had another memorable piece of advice for his disciples, those sheep among wolves. Be as wise as phronimos, as a serpent, he says. The Koine Greek word phronimos means shrewd, sensible, cautious, prudent. These traits don't come naturally to me, but if Christ commands that we be as wise, shrewd, sensible, cautious, and prudent as a serpent, his Spirit will empower us to be so. A serpent is a carnivorous reptile, but animals, birds, and frogs are not easily caught. So the snake wastes no energy in bluster or self-promotion. It does not boast of its plans, it does not show off. It is a creature of singular purpose, deliberate and slow-moving. For much of its life, it rests, camouflaged, soaking in the sun, waiting and planning. It's patient, almost invisible until the time is right. And then it acts swiftly and decisively. The wisdom of the snake, then, is in waiting for the right time. It conserves energy, is warmed by the sun, watches, assesses, and when the time is right, it moves swiftly and very effectively. But what of two-faced snakes, who smile and smile and yet are villains, who wait till their Caesar enemies down before they strike? God does not bless such lives. Those who take the sword perish by the sword, Jesus says, unless they repent, and a merciful God forgives. However, as always, Jesus balances his advice. Be as wise as a serpent, yes, but also as blameless, a kerarios as a dove, as pure, as guileless, as good. Be wise, but not only to provide for yourself and your family, but also to fulfill your calling in the world. The one task God has given you and no one else, which you alone and no one else can do, and which God will increasingly reveal to you as you wait and ask. Thank you.